bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da
da da
da
da
da da
da da
da
da da da da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da
da. Hey everybody.
Hello.
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 Welcome back to the Choir Corner. This is episode number 16.
It is. The 40th
of this school year. Episode number 40.
Yes.
But not recorded in order. It's been a crazy
week.
Mr. Lockwood and I have done 3 podcasts this week.
I'm very behind on editing.
The end of the school year podcast, the mega cast, as we called it, with our new podcast hosts who we introduced in our last podcast. Emily Meyergird and Michael Nichols are going to join us next year. And we said sayonara to
goodbye,
Megan and Alexis.
And we still have upcoming for you listeners a podcast that we've already recorded for July. You haven't gotten to it yet.
But that's right.
We're thinking about the pipeline. We have a whole plan.
It's a special guest podcast. So we're very excited.
Yeah, with no one in particular.
We're not to have special guests.
Not you guys.
Well, this is our first special guest podcast today.
Good safe.
But we have a special guest podcast coming down the road as well. So, Mr. Lockwood and I are joined at our choir corner round table by instrumental music director Christopher Weddle.
Hello.
Theater director Chase King.
Hello.
now you're up.
And all around great person, elementary, high school, middle school, what you name it.
Swiss Army
choir
knife.
Choir director, Swiss Army knife, Dr. Lindsay Sassy.
Doctor.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Fabulous.
Just peachy.
Just peachy.
If I were any better, I'd be twins.
Wow.
That's what my grandpa used to say.
Don't suck up to him.
Yes. I love that.
Never. And you Thanks take that back that. Right now, sir.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay,
grandpa George Harmon used to say that all the time. If I were any better, I'd be twins.
I know, because you
I
say
didn't
it
know
all
what it meant then
the
either.
Time.
So people always say, what's that mean?
No one
I always
does.
Wanted to play like a bingo card with Mark Harmon saying.
We should do
like
that.
The center one would be like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
So next fall when we have...
I think we should see how long it takes us to get to bingo with Mark Harmon sayings.
In May. So for May, we just, instead of the dates, we just put Mark Harmon sayings in for the day, like a bingo carded out for May's schedule. I think that's perfect.
You could start it at the beginning of the year and see who fills the card first.
We have to hear it. So if I hear, you can't mark it off. So
first
person gets bingo, Mark has to buy his lunch or
You guys would just be in my office for 2 weeks in a row at the beginning of the year, just trying to, got one.
It's department.
You would win.
It's department.
I'll just you hear them all.
Yeah,
present.
You just, yeah.
We could have a separate one for the kids as well, make it a little meta game.
That's fun.
Every month. We could do the whole fall semester, right?
Yeah.
August is Chase. And
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so I don't have any sayings.
I don't know if that's
Well, it doesn't
true.
Have to be sayings.
I don't have just, any sayings either.
I love that for you.
He just walks lugubriously.
I say screw up with confidence a lot. To my kids.
Screw up with confidence.
Screw up with
good
confidence.
Advice. I say that's why we can't have nice things because a lot of things get dropped.
Yeah.
A lot. We're trying
we
to
say
fix
embrace
that.
The dang it. Same
embrace,
idea.
Embrace the dang it. Yeah. Embrace the suck. Yeah.
Keep going. Don't worry about it. That's what I say.
My band
that's
director
me at the piano.
Yeah.
Keep singing. Keep
I don't
singing.
Care. Whatever. Keep going.
Keep singing.
Yeah, that was something. Keep going. Don't stop.
That's right.
Suddenly hear a hey bear. Oh, there's a mermaid.
Yeah,
there.
No, that's yeah. You hear hey bear from me a lot.
Did we say the date?
Oh,
I don't think we did.
We just
I don't think we said
Sorry,
the date.
That's
Today is May 16th,
2025,
at 11:51
a.m.
A.m. Yeah, it's early in the morning.
I don't know
Not
why I looked
in the
at
morning.
The, like, is it 11 p.m.?
Yes.
Is it true?
I wanted
we
to check.
Are, we're on the last day of school. The students are finished.
Finito.
They have been done for 31 minutes. I'm sure they've been enjoying all 31 minutes of freedom so far.
Gonzo. And the band leadership list was just posted.
Yes,
That's
it
right.
was. Yeah. It
That's
just
right.
Out.
As was the choir leadership stuff on social media with a bunch of misspellings. Yes. So.
Just
oh, well, one.
I sent a message up. There was more.
There
one.
Were?
Yes. So
oh,
I
missed one. Then.
Messages and said, can we please fix these things so we don't
I
look
posted.
Like we don't know what we're doing.
You posted yours the other
we're
day?
All good.
Yeah, mine was a while ago.
Mine was 3 days ago. I put mine up 3 days ago.
Yeah, all these leaders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these leaders.
I always tell kids which ones are my favorite. That's my contribution to this.
Which ones?
Like what kids are your favorite?
I don't have a leadership team. So
you just go.
I like you the best.
Yeah. You're my favorite.
My kids like to make up stories about how they're my favorite.
So welcome to the Choir Corner, guys. We're so happy that you're here with us today. We're going to do a little bit of recap of the school year and just kind of, just get the five of us together, one final hurrah before we go our separate ways for the summer. But before we do that,
yes,
Mr. Lockwood, I think we have prepared a...
Mad Lib.
Is that Michael?
That's Cody.
Oh, is that Cody?
Yeah, I think that's Cody.
Okay.
Last year, I went to the effort of taking the kids out of the things, and I didn't do that this year. Because they were
the
gone.
Kids out of the,
yeah, out of the bumpers.
Oh, gotcha,
like,
gotcha,
I
gotcha,
just
gotcha.
Played the thing, and then we just did the thing. But I didn't go to the effort.
Oh, yeah, it was just the music, and then like Chris would go, Mad Lib.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I did not go to the effort this year.
That's so funny.
I also didn't listen to last year's podcast.
Yeah, she still never heard it.
I don't want to listen to the... It's just this one. I don't want to listen to me.
Yeah, I told Lindsay.
You guys don't like to listen to me, so why would I want to listen
to you? We do like to listen to you. We don't pay attention to you.
Okay, that's closer to the truth.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you earlier, I was like, I think you have probably like the second or third best radio voice of us.
Out of five.
So, out of five.
Doing great.
So that's pretty
great.
Good. Yeah.
You know, right in the middle. That's
everyone
the
think
curve.
About their judgment for this thing. So.
The bell curve.
Okay, guys, I have a Mad Lib today.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Chris, you're to my left.
Yeah.
Would you please go first?
Sure.
I would.
Okay.
Give me a single digit number.
Single digit number 9.
Chase, I would like a country in Europe.
Austria.
Good one.
We're going fast. Lindsay, something in nature.
Leaves.
Harmon, an adjective.
Crunchy.
An action verb.
Run.
That's correct. Good. Great. Awesome.
You did it great. Good job.
Chase, a teacher.
I prepped for this one. I looked up.
Mr. Harmon.
Lindsay, another teacher.
Myron Sakura.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? What are the odds of him listening to this?
I mean, maybe. I don't
I'm going to send
depends
it to
on
him.
What he hears.
No, he's going to get it.
Harmon, an animal.
Narwhal.
Something you say.
That's why we can't have nice things.
What are we doing? Action verb.
Karate chop.
Adjective.
Boisterously.
Boisterous.
Boisterous. Sorry, added good. An L-Y. My bad.
Body part.
Spleen.
We're getting always. Creative here now.
Mm-hmm.
Weapon.
It's always spleen for
nunchucks.
Me.
Yeah, he's spleen all the time.
I think it's nunchucks.
Nun. It's
is
like
nun?
Like a nun.
Nun.
It's a
nunchucks.
Nunchucks. I may nunchucks. Have said
numb. Nunchucks. These are nunchucks. Right. Did you say nunchucks? No, nunchucks.
You know how your arm feels like if you need to sleep on it? Yeah. If you throw numb. With your arm like nunchuck, then it's a nunchuck.
Chase, an action verb?
Sleepwalking.
Mm. Very good. These are really nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They're nice.
Very nice.
A number?
64.
Harmon, a water animal.
An electric eel.
Chris?
I was gonna say 23.
Something you say.
Scooby-Doo.
I hear you say that all the time.
Yeah. Is it something
every
I say?
Every day, Chris.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be you.
Scooby-Doo.
I hear you say Scooby-Doo. That's good.
Action verb, Chase. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm giving you lots of these.
Action verb?
Yes.
Skipping.
These are good. See, you know what these are. That's great. Lindsay, adjective.
Handsomely.
Handsome.
Handsome, yes. I keep doing that. I'm doing the adjective thing. My bad.
Body part.
A clavicle.
Spelling this right. That's fine.
Isn't that an organ?
I-C-L-E.
No, it's your...
No,
it's on your body, what's so...
You can break your clavicle.
Clavinova.
Clavinovas.
Clavinova.
Oh, not a body organ.
Body part. Clavinova.
Chris, I heard my clavinova.
Chris, another weapon.
Another weapon. A rapier.
Okay.
Rapier.
That's good. Rapier right. Wit.
We've got this thing again. There's some continuity here. I have to
you guys are way more creative than I am.
Chase, like for the fourth time in a row, an action verb.
mountain climbing.
Man, you're fast at this.
Yeah, a lot faster than I can.
You
think.
Are smarter than I thought you were.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Lindsay, a unit of time.
A unit of time? Like.
Yeah, like second, minute,
oh,
year.
Millisecond.
Picosecond.
Done the, yeah.
Picosecond? Smaller?
We don't know. It's Harmon, it was something from a podcast.
Number.
Oh.
27.
Chase. No, Chris, you have similar names. A specific breed of animal.
Chris.
A specific corgi.
I love corgis.
Doesn't everyone?
Mm-hmm. Little potatoes.
Chase, a teacher.
Mr. Feeney.
Oh.
Everyone's favorite teacher.
Well done.
Everyone's favorite teacher.
Lindsay, a feeling.
Anger. Going dark. Sorry, guys.
You don't want Mr. Feeney angry at you. That's
that's for sure.
Harmon, nobody wanted Mr. some way Feeney to say, like, quiet.
Shut up, you.
There's on a bingo card again. Oh, man, this is going to be fun.
Chris, a famous wartime event.
This is the best idea I've ever
had. The War of 1812.
Something you say.
I love that for you.
You do say that a lot. You do say that a lot.
That'd be the center square on your bingo card.
That would be the center of your bingo card. That'd have to be the free space on yours.
Yeah. Food.
A food?
Yes.
Tomatillo. I'm trying to get creative. I'm not very good.
It was great.
A drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Action verb.
Oh, that's me.
Not Chase this time.
Action verb.
Your laugh is singing. So loud, Chris.
No, don't back up. Just
singing.
Okay. And lastly, Chase, spoil the end of a movie.
The moon sinks.
The boat sinks.
Titanic.
The boat sinks.
Oh.
He was dead all along.
I'm going to let Chase answer this one.
I know. This is
Thank
a bad
you, spoiler
part.
Alert.
They all die.
Okay, folks. This is, in fact, the 20th Mad Lib that I've done. Fun fact.
I love that. So,
I didn't bring a cake. It would have been a good, like...
Yeah.
A Mad Lib cake.
I thought for the end of the year...
It would have had a blank. You had to add your own frosting on the top.
I thought for the end of the year at an institution of learning, we would do one about Neanderthals.
Oh, perfect.
Thought that would be really good.
Makes perfect sense.
So, the year was 45,009 BCE, which is about right. I looked it up. I wanted to make sure I had the right time frame for when there were Neanderthals. So, a group of Neanderthals roamed what is now Austria, looking for food, women, and leaves.
Women and leaves.
The sun was high and the air was crunchy.
The most important things in life.
That's the dusty knobs for food, women, and leaves.
Shoots, eats, and leaves. The sun was high and the air was crunchy as the tribe ran across the landscape. It's the Lord of the Rings. Lumbering down hills and valleys with blank expressions, as Mr. Harmon so often does. I tired, he calls out. A swift club to the face from Myron Sikora with a, you complain, we walk, no talk. Leaves him unconscious in the mud and ultimately left behind as the entire group carries on. It is, after all, survival of the fittest out here in this particular unibrow convention.
Unibrow.
As they crest the hill, so now you're gone. You're not in the story anymore.
Wah, wah.
As they crest the next hill, the group gathering of narwhals. Food, we attack. This is why we can't have nice things. Mob justice compels the horde to follow the call to action with neither hesitation nor karate chopping. Down the hill they go in a boisterous frenzy. Spleens collide with nunchucks. Nostrils flare, lives are lost, and ultimately the narwhals send the proto-human sleepwalking. We do bad. Need more men! Literally licking their wounds, they're off again in some direction and immediately lose track of the plan entirely. So they walk. Nights and days pass slowly until they reach a body of water inhabited by 64 electric eels. Food! We attack! Scooby-Doo! Mob justice once again compels the horde to follow the call to action with neither hesitation nor skipping. Down the hill they go in a handsome frenzy as clavicles collide with rapiers. Nostrils flare and lives are lost, and ultimately the electric eels send the proto-humans mountain climbing. We do bad! Need more men! Abandoning this foolishness now with greater panic and fewer numbers.
I wish this was video so people would see you doing this dance thing that you're doing when you...
hand movements.
Abandoning the foolishness now with greater panic and fewer numbers, they take on a pursuit of reinforcements. However, the thread is once again lost after a millisecond or so, and they carry on anew, wandering aimlessly as before, until they come across a cave. Inside, they hear the rustle of roughly 27 corgis. Food! Aww. We attack!
This is like the best cave ever. What could go wrong in a cave of 27 corgis?
Well, we're about to find out.
Yes.
Not so fast, cries a new voice from the back. A time-traveling Mr. Feeney has appeared.
Ooh.
Wow.
The Neanderthals react with fear and anger at the sight of this brilliantly garbed specimen.
That's actually the best way to describe Mr. Feeny.
Look, what we need to do is neutralize them at a lower cost of life. See, I have fire, he demonstrates with a lighter. Further shock and bewilderment from the primitive humans. Doing the hands.
Arm movements.
Look, guys, shut up, you. Well, we light all this grass on fire at the entrance to the cave, and it's kind of like we have the War of 1812 going on. They all pass out from smoke, and we eat them. I love that for you. This one's smart. We not smart. Who you? I'm Mr. Feeny, and I've come from the future to bring logic and critical thinking to humanity much sooner than in my timeline. Trust me, guys, we need it. And so the Neanderthals ate their fill that night and celebrated their time-traveling savior with a meal of tomatillos, Dr. Pepper, and singing. Keep it up. Stop and think before you act, and you'll do great things. They nod, half understanding. Oh, and one more thing. They all die at the end.
Mm. Wow.
Dang. Corgis are poisonous.
Mm.
Oh, they didn't eat corgis. They ate
tomatillos. Tomatillos. Dr. Pepper was tainted.
Tainted Dr. Pepper. Oh.
Garbage.
Tainted love.
Dr. Pepper's garbage.
Your mom's garbage.
Tastes like prunes.
You leave Rosie alone. She is a nice person.
Rosie is always a part of, I don't know.
She is a nice lady.
But if you're going to come at my mom, then.
I never come at your mom.
You just did. Oh, no, you did.
It's like, I would never.
Sorry.
I respect did. Sandy.
Sorry.
So anyway, we did that.
You're welcome. We did that.
We made humans smarter.
We did it.
A little earlier. I don't know.
We did it. I love it. Did you guys know that Elliot's mom was here last week?
I did.
2 weeks ago.
Not like here, but like.
In Omaha.
Not on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but she was here.
She was around. 2 weeks ago.
Special
two
guest. Weeks
ago for the concert.
Special guest surprise.
Yeah. He was
mom.
At the concert. Yeah.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, Susan Lockwood. Yeah.
She would have.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no. Hi. She would have told some stories or something.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah. You're
it's
not
a fun intro
your mom
music.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Would be an interesting one.
I know the 20 stories she's going to say.
That would be an interesting one if you and I had our moms on the podcast.
Yeah. I've thought about that.
Ooh.
That would be an interesting
I
one.
I would listen to that.
We just sit back and let your mom talk to my mom, and we're like, have fun, guys.
I mean this in all due respect. Your mom would not be doing much talking. I think Sandy would be doing all the talking.
Yeah,
she would monopolize.
Sorry,
for
Sandy.
Sure.
Hi, mom. My mom does listen to this too.
Yes, she does.
Sorry, Sandy.
Yes. So anyway.
Yeah. Sorry.
There
mom.
You go. Yeah. Did that.
My mom would sit and just watch.
Mr. Harmon.
Yes.
Is it time for some?
True facts.
Mr. Harmon.
Yes.
Tell us what's true in the world.
I would love to do that, Mr. Lockwood.
All right.
Megan, it's nice that you gave us this idea, true facts. I have some musical true facts today. What do you think about
like about
that?
Musicals or they're music related?
They're music related.
Either way, we're going to leave Chase out of this.
Mm-hmm.
No, he likes music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's good. Did you know that in 2016, Mozart sold more CDs than Beyonce?
Beyonce's garbage.
I'm just saying.
You don't want to say that.
Just I do want to say that.
Thank you, Beyonce, for everything you've done. That's what she meant.
Wait, are we like, are we differentiating CDs from like having bought it, like the album, like in some physical form? Or are we just talking about CDs? Because I can imagine people who listen to Mozart are more likely to have CDs physically than people who listen to Beyonce.
I'll tell you what it says.
Okay.
In October 2016, the Universal Music Group released a box set celebrating the 225th anniversary of classical composer Mozart's death. The number of sales outperformed Beyonce, Adele, and Drake, who had all won Grammys in that same year. Though this could have something to do with the fact that each set sold contained 200 discs.
Mm.
And each disc counted as one sale.
Oh, stacking the numbers.
Stacking the deck.
That's cheating.
It is still an impressive feat for a 3-century-old composer.
Tisk Mozart.
I'm not as impressed.
He was a rebel.
I'm pretty impressed with the fact that Mozart's continuing to sell.
He was a spoiled brat.
He was a pretty rebellious.
He was a brat.
He didn't follow the rules.
So we're just doing sales, total amount of money, not like number of CDs. Because that's
This said number of CDs.
He's what Elliot
because
would say,
each
agent
disc,
of chaos.
An each
agent
set chaos. Had 200 discs.
My favorite.
And each disc counted as one sale. He was a brat.
Disc.
Yeah.
Disc. He was a brat. It would be difficult, I think, in a world like that, where you are the center of attention from like when you can remember.
Yeah. I mean,
you know. To maybe not be a brat.
I mean, look at Bieber. That's a terrible comparison. I'm so sorry.
We love you, Justin Bieber. He was,
do we?
He was not. He was
Mr.
not,
King is scared of Diddy, I think.
Are you scared of Diddy? But, my. You know, think about child actors.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sure. Child music stars, that kind of thing. How often they kind of go off the rails, you know?
Podcast ruined.
Did you know that Rap God by Eminem contains the world record for the highest number of words contained in one song? It has 1,560 words in it, which is an average of 4.25 words per second.
How long is a song? I wonder.
It's just a regular pop song, so probably like 4 minutes, something like that.
I'm not going to say anything. Don't look at me. Oh, you
I'm
got
pretty
it.
Sure that Machine Gun Kelly wrote a song to rebut Rap God, and that is how their, what is it, controversy beef. Has begun.
They have beef?
Yeah, yeah, they did. I don't know if they still do, but they did.
Not a part of that.
I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. It did not upset the world record, but he did write something to try to, yeah.
Now, Eminem. We're finally really out of my wheelhouse altogether, so I have no idea.
Play the song. I'm sure we can't bleep every other word.
We only hum on this
We've
podcast.
Talked about Eminem before. You and I have talked about Eminem and how we...
Yeah, I liked Eminem growing up.
Yeah, liked Eminem.
I knew the whole Slim Shady song.
The whole one from the beginning.
That's
the
impressive. Can you still Good do for it? You.
Oh, maybe. I'll do it later.
I dare you.
The uncut version. After hours.
Did you know that Prince played 27 instruments on his debut album? His first album was called For You, and it came out when he was just 20. He reportedly played 27 instruments included in songs on that album. He's listed as the vocalist, player of electric guitar, acoustic guitar, bass synth, singing bass, fuzz bass, electric piano, acoustic piano, mini Moog, poly Moog. ARP,
okay,
string
if we're going to list all these like ARP, keyboard things,
it's just that's different versions unfair. Of the thing, right? Yeah.
Something keyboard.
And then water drums, slapsticks, bongos, congas, finger cymbals, wind chimes, percussion bells, all these percussion things.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's stupid.
I did not know that, but that does not surprise me.
He has credit. He's been given credit for 27 instruments.
Why are you clicking that at me?
What are you doing?
I thought you wanted it on.
It doesn't have power.
Like, well, it
takes three AA batteries.
Well, I did not know. I thought you brought it out so you could have the red light
well,
showing.
Well, it would be nice, but I'm not wasting three AA batteries on it.
We're learning true facts about Prince.
So he played lots of instruments.
It.
Yeah.
Now no one can see it.
Do you know that he, for most of his gigs, had essentially a giant, someone who had a failed wrestling career as his bodyguard, and he would carry him to every performance, like on and off stage?
I did not know
Probably
that.
Like a child, too, because I feel like that's what Prince would do.
I mean, I
R.I.P. Prince, yeah, you're a legend.
R.I.P.
Miss you.
He was.
Only Metallica has played on all seven continents. Any Metallica fan knows how prolific the band is in regard to concerts, having played around 1,600 shows in their life. In 2013, the hard rock band Metallica became the first musical act to play a concert on all seven continents. In Antarctica, they performed for 120 scientists and competition winners in a see-through dome at Carlini Station. The bands performed concerts on all seven continents within 1 year, with tour dates in North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia as well.
We were just talking about Metallica.
We were talking about Metallica.
Who was?
We were in office. Sassy's office.
Oh, what were you talking
because
about?
Because
bands.
A student was wearing your favorite band t-shirt.
311?
No.
Oh, well, that's my favorite
Slipknot.
Band.
Slipknot.
I have another. Go ahead.
Okay. And so we started talking about concerts we've seen. And then I told that. Who was it?
It was Elliot.
Elliot. I told that student that I've seen Slipknot once. And then we started talking about concerts we've been to. Metallica, I think I've seen 7 times.
You said you hated it.
Slipknot. Yes.
That it was noisy garbage.
It's not a style of music that I really like. I wore earplugs. I worked it.
Yeah.
I wore earplugs. It was as if I was in the concert hall. The earplugs almost did nothing. And I thought, I wonder how loud it is if I take my earplugs out.
Yeah.
And I took my earplugs out literally for a millisecond. I was like, holy crap, and put them back in. And I had a headache. Instantly.
Yeah.
Just not a style of music that I really love.
It's pretty aggressive.
It's really aggressive.
I have earplugs on my keychain now, like good ones that I'm ready now.
Nice.
I did proceed to tell them that I went to a Gwar concert too. They didn't
know. I was going to ask if you talked to my
Gwar. They did not know who Gwar was, and they said, can we see Gwar? And I said, nope. You sure cannot.
But you can look it up after school. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I mean, did you tell them how to spell it?
Sounds like it sounds. G-U-A-R.
G-W-A-R.
Oh, that would be my second guess.
Yeah.
G-W-A-R.
Guar. Do you know who Guar is, Chase?
I'm going to assume that it's probably a fishing band.
A fishing band?
Yeah.
Fishing band.
That's Gar.
Oh.
I didn't know what Gar was. Shoo. Dang it. Awkward.
It's like Yacht Rock.
Oh, I'm going to go see Yachtly Crew. Yeah, speaking definitely. Of Yacht Rock.
We're just talking about the same things.
I know.
Why
crazy.
Did we talk today?
Speaking
we
of Yacht Rock.
That's definitely not Yacht Rock.
Yeah, it is not Yacht Rock. Okay. It is Guar traumatizing. Is real heavy. I'm just going to go with the word traumatizing.
Real heavy.
I don't need any more of that, so.
Okay.
We talk about the year?
Well, we should recap the year. In this segment, we're going to call
updates.
Updates.
I don't know. That's it's the just called best updates. One I could.
Yeah.
I should have said, I do have updates. One that's, I do have one called follow up. I should have done that.
No, that's good. So we'll start at the very beginning.
A very
start
good
in the fall.
Place to
August.
Start.
August. Something in the teens.
Or July. I mean,
so we were,
July.
Yeah. So we
depending what department.
Kicked off the school year with lots of stuff going on. Mr. King joined mm-hmm. us at the beginning of this fall. It was so exciting to have Mr. King here and his sort of new energy, new sort of approach and that kind of thing, right? Chris, you were in the middle of marching band season. What was the marching band show?
This past year Oh, man.
Was this Agent?
Agent 54 was 2 years ago.
Jekyll and Hyde?
This year was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You're welcome.
It was the
right.
year of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, that's you're right.
Welcome.
Yeah,
everyone.
I was a little sick of it. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't even really know what it was.
Or if you look at our t-shirts, it got misspelled, and it's Dr. J. Cole.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's totally Mr. So Dr. J. Cole and Mr. Hyde. So.
We're not the only department that misspells things.
I guess so.
That's very unfortunate.
On all the t-shirts. So,
lots of performances for the marching band in the fall.
Really successful season, yeah. I think there was growth from the beginning to the end, and we were able to cap it off with a superior at state. So yeah. That was really
nice. You went to Kearney.
Yeah, we went down to Kearney. I mean, that's a trip and a half. We usually leave in the afternoon about 3 o'clock and then get back about 1 a.m. And so everything went smooth, though. I mean, throughout really kind of coming into its own. I mean, I had a really good leadership team that supported through us. Mm-hmm. We were able to have some help along the way. And so, I mean, just push us and really excited to see this upcoming year and this upcoming show. We have an actual Fremont grad writing the drill for our show. His name's Wade Kellett. Shout out to Wade. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's not a Fremont grad.
Oh, he's... No,
he went to Papio.
He went to Papio. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought...
He's a Nebraska boy.
I went to school with him.
Okay. I was like, I mean, is like, I think parents live in town here.
So they do. Yes.
I assume.
I've run into Wade in town before.
Yeah, I've run into Bill in town before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, good stuff.
And they would find that really funny.
That they graduated from Fremont.
Wade from Fremont High School.
Feel like, well, not really.
Wait, okay. Yeah. Good right. to know. But when we're going to do Latin show this year called Dia de los Muertos. So
cool.
Yeah.
Not Coco, but thing.
Yeah, different from Coco.
But like
it. I love Coco.
Like hot
that's
Coco?
That's your favorite.
Or like the movie?
That's your favorite,
both.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I flippin' love it.
I love Coco.
It's your
also.
Favorite movie.
Yeah. Sad.
Interesting.
One going through them. The year.
Well, it's a Pixar movie.
I was giving out clues, and one of the clues that I gave out towards the end was Marigold, because that's the flower of Dia de los Muertos. And some kids were talking, and it's so hard to tell them, like, I did not know what Coco was. Like, I had what? Coco?
You've never seen it?
Yeah, I've never seen Coco. No, I knew exactly what it was, but trying to, like, because they nailed it on the head.
You were just, like, lying.
Yeah, okay. They nailed it on the head. They're like, it's Day of the Dead, isn't it? And I'm like,
what?
What? Uh-huh, sure. Yeah, what? No.
So you have leadership for next year, 3 drum majors.
Yeah. Claire and Rion are staying on as drum majors, and we're adding Emily Moreno as our third. She's powerful house in the fine arts department. She does theater stuff. I know she in choir for you guys, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, on the same day she won Sight Reading Olympics.
Yeah.
We also had her...
Her
win drum
school.
Majoring, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah.
She was the lead in one of the elementary musicals that we did.
You said you had her in elementary school.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
And she
now we know why
she got sick that week, so she didn't actually get to perform the thing.
I remember that.
Said and done. But she's been a killer since the beginning. Just really great musician, cool kid, great disposition. I really like her.
A sunny disposition.
That's right. And she likes Dr. Pepper. So,
a lot. A lot. She actually came in and had like a trophy of Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
Golden Pepper.
So, who are you giving this trophy to? Pepper. And then she like opened and like Superman revealed her shirt. And it's a Dr. Pepper shirt. And I'm like, you can't give yourself the trophy. Like, what's going on here? Like,
she's
like,
yes, I can.
There's no rules that say you can't do that.
Totally can't do that.
So, I earned this Dr. Pepper. I'm going to give myself this Dr. Pepper.
It is the preferred. Or Diet Dr. Pepper is the preferred drink of teachers. I will make that statement out loud.
I like Diet Dr. Pepper way better.
One of those two.
Chase is like, I can think of lots of other options.
Absolutely not.
You're a Coke Zero fan.
I mean,
you're a Coke Zero fan.
I don't like drinking prune juice.
I think you took a survey of teachers across the country. Diet Dr. Pepper has it in the bag.
Dr. Pepper tastes like watered down soda.
Unless Angie brings me one, and then I'm like, oh, thanks, Angie.
Come at me, bro. Actually, pretty great. The motion he's doing.
It tastes like a pop that you've left in the fridge unopened.
You're wrong.
Like Coke Zero. Yes, Coke Zero is.
So we continue through the. I'm getting away from the blaspheming of Dr. Pepper here. We move on through the fall. Chase, the fall play,
the fall show back to the '80s. Yeah,
yeah.
It was interesting. There were lots of parts, and every kid that auditioned got a part, and I got to learn about the whole ensemble.
Yeah,
every kid that wanted to do theater, I got to learn who they were and what they were good at and their strengths and their weaknesses, and it was a great learning for me and them and everyone.
That's a nice way to start.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that's a really brilliant
idea. Did you plan it that way, or was it like
definitely just kind of all landed that way, and it was just really great, and I'm really happy we did that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Everybody sort of gets a little bit of something, and you kind of find out who they are and
what
they're going to bring to the table.
You're seeing who your leaders are and who they're helping and who is helping each other grow and what steps they're taking to help each other. And the backstage, you got to learn everyone about that and who was on stage that wanted to help backstage. It was just a really cool thing to watch happen and unfold.
It seemed like with all the moving parts, all the stuff, there was some... Like, man, it's difficult to put this thing into with this thing or whatever that everybody's had to like really figure out their own piece of the puzzle, which was really unique and interesting. So it wasn't five or six people kind of carrying the load.
Correct.
The way you might in a,
what
maybe might be a typical show.
So it was fun to watch, and we got to listen to music that everyone knows, and so everyone could connect in some different way.
Right.
So.
Right. Did they get the jokes? Did they
get the bits? No, they did not get...
Yeah. The references were very much our generation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so like that was interesting to teach them too, is we had to put some clips in our Canvas and just have them watch that. And then like after some kids would get it, then they would have to explain it and all of that. And it was just really fun. There was a Golden Girls reference in the show, and we had the four guys play that, and like they really loved doing that.
That's fun.
It was great.
Yeah, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So it's cool. Yeah.
Nice. Lindsay, you kicked off the All City Chorus in the
fall
again?
I did. Most of my fall is spent putting that together. I was lucky enough to get Marilyn Pepke back this year.
I love Marilyn Pepke.
I know you do.
It's been a real coup here. I mean, to have her back in the building.
Yeah.
The stability she provides.
It's been a coup.
It's been a coup, yeah.
She was my first accompanist when I started working here.
Yeah.
13 years ago, something like that. And
she just provides some real stability. Mm-hmm. And as a former music educator, there's something about her demeanor in the classroom, you know, just another really solid figure in the room. And yeah, it's great.
She'll deny it up and down, but she's a very important person in this community. And she'll act like she doesn't
recognize.
Yeah.
That's the other part of her personality that makes
she's very
her so
humble.
Great here. Yeah.
She's a very humble person. But
for sure.
So she helped me with All City this year too. And that was most of my fall semester is getting All City put together. And I think I had 85 names to add to my roster to start off with.
Yeah.
And it's
a lot of 9-year-olds.
Mm. Fourth grade honor choir, right?
The
City Chorus.
Yes. This is my third year, I believe, taking.
Yeah, high achieving learner experience for our fourth graders.
Yes. It's
a good way to kick them in, kick them off and get them to sort of understand what the choral structure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to kick them. What that choral rehearsal structure sort of looks like.
So all elementaries and Trinity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah. That takes up the majority of my fall.
Yeah. We, of course, did Soda Shop in the fall, right? I don't remember what the theme was now off the top of my head.
So What's in a Name?
What's in a Name? That's right. So all the
It's the second time now. You said that to the kids. They're like, we did Soda Shop. What do we do? And they're like, what's in a name?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'm songs responsible for a lot of concerts. I just don't remember anymore. Songs with names in the title. So that was a great time. We had a billion kids playing instruments and stuff. And
a billion.
Just, you know.
1/8 of the
lots
world.
Lots of opportunities for, we had about 1/8 of the world here.
$1 billion.
$1 billion, So that was fun. It was great. So as we wound down the fall, we came toward Christmas. We had kind of a busy fall in the Vocal Music Department. Chorale performed at the Music Educators Association convention. And,
they did the things.
And choir sang with the symphony again this fall, doing Elijah. So we had a kind of a busy fall as we came down to the end. The one act was also Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep. And that was an experience. And just, again, learning everyone and just still like trying to get our feet underneath us. And the set changed about 7 times and it was great. But every time we did it, it was more efficient and like kids could move it around easier. So that was a positive. And so just a lot of people helped out there. And so it was really great to see some of the community come in and want to help paint and like kind of set some stuff up with the kids, and it was just a lot of help. And so it was really great to have everyone around.
Right. The fall play was the first like play, full length play you directed. Is that right?
Yeah.
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 So you've done one acts before.
I didn't know that.
You had done one acts before.
Yeah. But. And loved doing that and showed kids all of that. And it was, I just like one act and I love doing plays too. Don't get me wrong. It's just, that's what I was comfortable with, and that was my go-to, and so it was really great to do everything this year. Yeah, I'm really happy that I'm here because I get to do we do the things that we love every day. Mm-hmm. Like I just 3 years ago, I didn't think this was possible, and so like every day I come to work doing what I love to do, and that is just crazy to me.
Awesome.
It's not even a job. Like, we get to hang out with great kids, and we get to do the things that we love, and it's so rewarding every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, say that a lot, that it's ridiculous that we get paid to do this. Now, there are times when we deserve being paid.
I'd like to get paid a lot more.
A lot more, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to complain if they pay me more to do it.
No doubt.
Yeah, there's no world in which I'm going to say, I can't believe I get paid.
Yeah.
Like, I should get a lot more.
Well, I'm not suggesting I get paid enough.
Yeah.
The fact that this gets to be, listen, everybody has to work, right?
Right.
I say this to our students too. Find the thing that you love to do and go get paid to do it. Right. Then work doesn't suck quite so bad, right? Because work is work, you know. But if you can have fun, that could be better.
And it helps to have such great, awesome people to work with.
That is true. You got something on your nose there.
I was going to say that. Dang it. Took the words out of my mouth.
So we had winter break and some snow and stuff, and we were like, oh, this, you know, regular old winter. And then we got cold days, and we got
ice
storm and lost a bunch of days.
It could have been worse, though. This was not the worst
for sure. Yeah. For sure. We just had some really interesting stuff. A couple of cold days in a row.
Yeah.
That the ice storm, you know, power, no power for 3 days.
Yeah, that
just
was
just some interesting, unique stuff.
Here,
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we avoided it.
That we
the Oma Dome held.
Yes, Oma Dome held.
Yeah. So,
as always,
not.
We got hit a little bit.
Fremont gets pummeled a lot.
So we moved our way into the second semester and did the musical. We did Crazy for You and had a blast doing the musical and honor events and, you know, choirs and bands and, you know, all the stuff. Doing great. What did we have this spring that was really exciting to highlight?
We took some kids to Hadestown.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a great lot musical. Of fun.
I went and saw that.
Was that the first time you've seen that one?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
And so we went down and went to Spaghetti Works because that's what you do when you're in high school. Mm-hmm. And then we walked ourselves
Excuse
over.
Excuse me, I would love to go to Spaghetti
Works. Well, yeah.
Do we have to be in high school to
no,
go to Spaghetti
no,
Works?
No. I love Spaghetti Works. It just, that just seems like the funny thing to do when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do it once. So we did that, and then we walked over and watched Hadestown, and it was just so much fun. And to listen to the kids get back on the bus and then, like, analyze, it was, like, truly a learning experience, and they were, like, watching it and talking about it. And I was like, you guys are learning, and you don't even know. Like,
yeah.
This is pretty great.
That's the best way.
I mean, it was fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's the main thing. Like, it was great. But those kids were learning and, like, telling me why the things were they did the things. And I was like... You know.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
That's JJ awesome. Loved that. She's like, oh, there's the trombone player, of course.
Yeah.
But like, she's like, he says he plays trombone and glockenspiel. She's like, I can't wait. So then when it came to that point, she's like, oh, he's up.
There
he's
he is.
Ready. Ding, 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 ding. And sits back down. And I was like, he got in the program
that's,
for that.
That sounds like most trombone players, though.
Yeah. I mean,
take every, whatever I little credit you can do.
Whatever. Yeah. I also play glockenspiel for one measure. In
trumpet player and the cowbell. Yeah. Do whatever credit you can.
Trumpet players aren't going to list the other stuff. Mm. They only want people to know they're trumpet players.
That's very fair.
It's their entire personality.
We had Elkhorn Band Olympics. We had a number of students in the concert band. That's a freshman sophomore competition, similar to district music contest. Mm-hmm. Go compete in every single one that brought home a superior rating from those judges, and we were able to bring home some hardware from our class as well. So that was the first time that we've done that in a hot minute. So yeah. I was really impressed by the incoming freshmen this year. They really. Stepped up and wanted, just were ingesting like crazy. They wanted more and just couldn't give them enough opportunities to do things.
Cool.
And so,
hooray.
Yeah. Good.
Thanks, awesome. Jill Merman. Appreciate you.
And Kristen and Parent. Kristen Parent. Yeah.
I thought this.
I knew I'd miss some. I was like, I'll say a name and I'll forget
motivated.
Someone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought my freshmen were really motivated this year,
they
too.
They were excited. They were excited to be here. And so that's always fun to watch.
And in the line of Elkhorn Band Olympics, we also did district music contest this spring, right? Took the students to district music, chorale went and performed, and a bunch of soloists and small group vocalists. I know you had some
orchestra
students, and small group students. Cody Stevie was an outstanding performer for his tenor solo, and your piano player
Juan Carmona was honorable mention.
He's fantastic.
He's a diamond in the rough, really. That was a fun year. I mean, learning to speak Spanish on the fly and then speak Spanish jazz on the fly. It's a different language.
He's an exchange student.
Yeah, he comes from. I don't know if his family moved from Cuba. So, but he is still learning English. And so,
so he's not an exchange student.
No.
I thought he was an exchange student.
He came in at semester. And so. Yeah, he's here now. He's ours, and so
awesome.
I mean, and we'll put him to good use.
He's not leaving.
Is he a freshman?
He is.
That's what I
thought.
Nice. Wow,
cool. That's awesome. I thought he was an exchange student from. I thought I'd understood he was from Barcelona or something. So interesting.
Barcelona.
Great.
Barcelona.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's get him in choir. Let's get him to sing in choir.
Barcelona and Ibiza.
That kind of thing.
Ibiza.
That's Spanish.
That's awesome. So district music contest was really successful. We had a great time there. Sort of wound down the year in whirlwind fashion here at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Concerts and fine arts events and banquets and that sort of thing. The spring play. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the spring play.
I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was cute. Everything about it was cute. Our Town.
I love that for you.
Yeah, me too.
Our Town, yeah.
I just remember...
They died in the end.
Actually, they did die in the end.
There's your spoiler.
Well, you can't see it now. So.
We're dead, yeah. No, it just like every time I was watching it towards the end, I was like, gosh, this really is cute. Like the lighting and like it just everything came together really well. That was really smooth. Probably the smoothest production I've ever put on. And we had to... overcome a blizzard and tornadoes. I mean, that was it
typical
was great.
Fremont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Normal
I really
stuff.
Loved what you did with the stage. to make it work. Mm. And it, you know, all the little pieces. That tree was
pretty cool.
So yeah. cool.
Thanks, yeah. tree.
That cool. rope tree thing was really cool. Mm-hmm. Those ladders were awesome. Oh, yeah. Those were really great.
Mr. Grenier built those.
Yeah, those were so cool.
We built them wider so we could get more people on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was just, they're really cool pieces there.
So yeah.
I really like what you did there.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun.
Fun.
Kids liked it. I think the kids liked it a lot too. The pantomime is what makes that so famous. And the kids did a great job. I was told a few times that they really saw what the kids were doing. Like they were watching them do, you know, like washing the dishes and cooking the breakfast and snapping the beans. Like that is huge for those kids.
Yeah.
That means they did it correctly. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
You were on tour with the All City students.
Yeah, we went
a couple
on tour
of days these last
couple
few weeks
days and performed
elementaries and yep. You went out to Trinity and performed, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. So out and encouraging kids to come do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going pretty well. Just it's a lot, but it's worth it in the end, and they work hard and they sound great. Our final concert, Treble Choir joined us for one last song, and their final concert, and it was pretty awesome. It was a good opportunity for them to like experience because they did that in winter too, at the December concert that your varsity choir, they did a version of Do You Hear What I Hear. And that was really cool.
I just love the idea of those younger kids getting a chance to see the older kids doing it, you know, doing the art thing and whether they're on stage or whether in concert or whatever it is. I think it's great that they get a chance to see them doing those things and know that that's a viable experience for them too.
Well, that's our ultimate goal is they're coming. I mean, that's kind of why we took it over. And they ultimately, they're going to end up with us up here. So
to sort of bolster those numbers for sure.
We're headed to Chicago. So we're headed out here in a couple of weeks. We're going to go to Chi-Town and live it up down there. We're going to go to the symphony. We're going to go see the Da Vinci Code. I mean, from in play setting, we kind of opened it up where we didn't have a lot of traction for band students going, so we kind of made it more of a fine arts center trip, and we opened it up to all the fine arts students, and so kind of catching a little bit of everything that we can do in the town for everyone, and so as well as sightseeing, going to see the Bean, you know, hitting Miracle Mile and Navy Pier, and then we'll get back. I'll have a data pack, and then we're taking students down to Kearney for the Masonic All-Star Band Camp. That's in conjunction with the Nebraska Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
And so we'll have 8 individuals down there representing Fremont from all over this country, about 300 students. I think this year we have about 240. We usually max out about 300, they go onto the campus of UNK, and they eat, sleep, and breathe marching band for a week. And so,
cool.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while, and now kind of passing the torch and taking on a more administrative role in getting off the podium, you know, letting some of the younger generation hop up there and take care of that. So
cool.
I'm excited for that and to be down there and see all those old friends and whatnot. We actually got canceled last year, so this is the first time back, and so it's going to be...
Mm-hmm. Oh, Masonic got canceled last year?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the game happened, but the band portion did not. So,
that's a bummer.
I mean, yeah, and they bring in a lot of revenue for that. I mean, and it all goes to help the Shrine Bowl, the Shriners Hospitals. Okay. And if you know about them, they're awesome. I can't say enough good stuff about the Shriners Hospitals, how they function and work and take care of kids that need it.
Cool.
And families, and it's just an amazing thing, and I'm happy to contribute my time for that. So and then we get back, and then we're into summer marching stuff, and so we hit the ground running. I'm gonna be excited to hit that John C. Fremont Days. We got heated out this past year, so we worked up and had our show ready to go for the parade. We did a country line dance 2 years ago, and so I'm always looking for fun ways to engage with the audience as we do our parade setting, and so hopefully we'll be able to come out and have a good time there and represent the school well.
Yeah,
so.
Cool. Anything on your agenda for the summer?
Just the leadership team is meeting in June.
Yeah.
That's about it. I think I'm coming to help with musical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that.
Cool.
Yep. Do you want to talk about our fine arts extravaganza that's going to happen with Bandcamp?
I just wanted to give Lindsay a chance to talk about her summer stuff, if there's any summer stuff for her.
I'm good. I got nothing.
Just get to be a mom.
I get to be a mom.
Yeah.
And fix my house and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's about what my
summer's awesome. Yeah, a little bit of downtime is never bad.
Mm.
Yeah, as Chris was sort of alluding to, we are... we're expanding our summer musical, youth musical offerings this summer from one show to two. So we've done the elementary age shows for about 15 years now, and we've moved now. We're going to do a elementary age camp and a middle school camp. So producing The Lion King with elementary age 4th through 6th graders, incoming 4th through 6th graders. And Beauty and the Beast with incoming 7th through 9th graders this summer, the last week of July, culminating with performances on the evening of August 1st, which also happens to be band camp week. So we are going to be in conjunction with the band also and have this be sort of a fine arts showcase event. So two shows that evening, the marching band will kick off, you know, their sort of their season with, you know, come see what we got done here in our new football stadium here at the high school and all that sort of stuff. It'll be cool.
You have a season in quotes.
You know, sort of under the lights, you know, that kind of idea. And we're going to do a spaghetti feed as part of that in the sort of in the midst of all that stuff. So kind of a fundraiser for the musical program and that kind of thing. So the Choir Booster Club is going to oversee that, take care
hot
of that for us.
August
so
spaghetti feed.
That'll be a hot August spaghetti feed. That's right. Indoors. We'll do the spaghetti feed inside the, you know, in the, so we'll be running two shows at the same time. Mr. King's going to come help mm-hmm. out, you know, I think Miss Sassy's going to come help out too. She just doesn't know it yet.
I was going to say nobody has been doing things.
So. And, you know, we'll be here doing our things. So it'll be fun. The week before we come back for meetings and back at school. So yeah, the summer is upon us.
Yeah. When does this launch? This episode?
June.
June. Mm-hmm. Like
end of June.
End of June.
Yeah, sometime in June.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's far enough where I if you guys are okay with that, I can make my announcement that my wife and I are expecting.
Oh, congratulations.
I mean, so, yay, baby.
Now that we're gonna so we're due in December, so it's going to be a just Christmas. Crazy year. Christmas baby.
A Christmas baby.
Another Christmas baby. Our first one, they're going to have birthdays a couple days apart. So, yeah.
Congratulations. What if they're on the same day?
That'd be crazy. I mean,
would be crazy.
Easy to remember.
One in 365 chance, right?
Yeah.
Or 366, I guess.
Do you want me to, you know, direct in December again or January?
Yeah, it might need to happen. So
we've done that before.
So. Yes. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm thankful that you all are here. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? You got nothing?
I'm always here on the podcast.
I was so excited to do this.
You were
I was
not.
Really looking across at the...
I had nothing but positive things to say about this.
I was all three of you. I was like, you ready for this? You're like,
So, here's the deal. Yahoos. We've done it now.
This is our last time.
And look, we're all good. Look, everybody made it. Yay. We're all doing great.
Time for lunch.
It was
positivity.
Awesome. We get to be together. We
positivity.
Laugh. We joke. We do Mad Libs.
I do enjoy Chris working with nunchucks. You guys in all seriousness.
Nunchucks. You know? I do too.
We razz each other a lot, but I think that's kind of what makes us
razz.
Yeah. Razz.
Mataz.
We jab
at each
other.
Most of our personalities.
Yeah.
This sort of
I think so.
I kid because I love kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I kid because it makes me feel good. That's the...
Really?
Yeah.
I tear you down because I feel better
yeah.
about myself.
Well, I'm going to be honest about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
This was the funnest year for me. The most fun year of my 12.
The most funnest?
Yep.
Really?
12.
Or 11.
You hadn't said that before. 11 or 12. You weren't sure.
14, 15, 12, 15, 16.
He said 14, 17, and I started in 13. 18, 19, so
20, 21, 22, 12,
12, I'm at 13, 24. You're at 12.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm glad you had the most fun.
Yeah, it was great. And the fastest. By far the fastest.
No big deal.
All right, team. Anything else for the good of the order?
Put your hands in.
The order.
Okay. What are we going to say?
Doing, we could just say we're putting our hands in.
The order.
Okay. We're going to go 1, 2, 3. The order. Okay. Ready?
Or we just do.
Wait, hold on.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
Really good. All right. Listeners, I hope you're having a fantastic summer, that there haven't been
stop that
floods or torrential heat. Torrential.
Torrential heat.
Torrential is like water.
Yes. Torrential heat.
Yeah, or tarantulas or anything. Or any kind of or disease and famine in all the land, all that jazz.
That's right.
We'll see you guys. You will hear us in the next podcast in July for a special surprise.
We have an ASMR. Things going on over here.
Chase is having a drink.
The ASMR.
All right. People, have a
all right, everybody.
Have a lovely afternoon.
See
so
you
long.
Later. Goodbye.
Hey, oh, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-